do it.
Been living in the swamps.
Mark LaCrosse with the face piano. And Darren Pfeiffer is back. That's who you heard singing there. That's nice. Hey, Locke. Hey, Darren. Darren's back from a wedding. We got James DeFiore here from blackballmedia.ca. Of course, Lachlan Cross is here courtesy of 95.7 Cruise FM, the locker room, the morning show out in Edmonton. The biggest, the best. That's what it is. Darren Pfeiffer from the band Goldfinger and the Dangerous Darren podcast. And ladies and gentlemen, Bonzi.
Bonzi, the one and only.
Bonzi. Hey. Bonzi.
There's only Bonzi. One. There's only one of me. Seriously.
Good to see everybody, especially you, you cantankerous prick. Darren, I haven't seen you in like, what? Fuck, it's been like a long time.
Well,
really
I just moved into a new house.
Yeah.
Still moving in, unpacking boxes, making things sexy and beautiful. So,
right.
And in that time, Dean, I have been I've been suffering very, very badly.
With what?
Suffering.
How?
As you know, the dumpster fire that is the Buffalo Sabres.
That's a dumpster. So
I'm taking my Canadian lighter and just go ahead.
Oh,
you gonna light that thing on fire? I wouldn't light it on fire just yet.
No.
No, I'd wait till they trade Jack Eichel.
They're already on fire. They're a fucking dumpster tire fire.
You know, and we're gonna talk a little bit of hockey today because Leafs Oilers. Don't light it on fire yet. Leafs Oilers and locks out in Edmonton and. It's been a joke. Like the Leafs have beat the shit out of the Oilers two straight games.
I'm having nothing but issues today.
we can hear you. We can't see you.
He's got his screen frozen in like a creepy guy pose though. So. Mm-hmm.
Can you still hear us, Locke? I don't think you can.
No.
You know what we'll do? Yeah, we'll wait till he comes back because I can't hear him or see him. So come on back, Locke, when you can. He's having some internet issues over there, which is fine. But the Leafs won two games in a row against Edmonton, which is supposed to be the second best team in the North. Not even close. We've got Leaf problems here, even though we're the best team in the NHL, too. Like, big problems because no one can seem to fucking buy into it. Meanwhile, down in Buffalo, your Sabres are continued shit. Like just shit after shit after shit after shit. And they can't score. The team sucks. I'm pretty sure they're playing, if I'm not mistaken, between Hall, Eichel, and a couple of other guys like Stahl and Skinner, they're paying like $33 million to four guys that have scored two goals this year.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Two.
Yeah, awesome.
And I sort of feel sorry for you. Like I feel sorry for all Buffalo fans, but I sort of feel sorry for you. Like we've got the Leafs are fucking terrific. What are they like 14-3-2 or something like that? 16-3-2. I can't remember. They've won so much. It's a joke.
13-3 and awesome.
No, they've won 14 or 15 games already. They're first by like 10 points in the North Division. They just beat the living shit out of the Oilers and Locke and I've been having some fun with it. But, two things I've been learning is I've watched the North Division leading Toronto Maple Leafs. First thing I've learned is I'm pretty sure they're good. Haven't quite decided. I think they're good. Sample size is small.
Yeah.
They're pretty fucking good. The second thing I've realized, Edmonton got exposed. The Oilers got exposed over the last 2 days. And it was fun to watch because I knew you were on the other end of that game.
They're suffering and it's awesome.
Locke, I knew you were on the other end of that game.
Yeah.
And I knew, like, dude, I've got to show you guys one of the fucking best. Well, I'll just read you maybe one of the best tweets you'll ever see. Wondering what period Connor McDavid scores a highlight reel goal, first or second. I'm going for the second. That's Lachlan Cross at game one. He hasn't scored. The team hasn't fucking scored a goal in like six periods.
Yeah.
And
I jinxed the damn team.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. But you know what? It's interesting because I can't decide if the Leafs are this good. Like they beat the living shit out of the Oilers two games in a row with a second string goalie and a third string goalie. No Austin Matthews.
Nope.
Are the Oilers that bad, or did they just expose the Oilers for what they are, which is a terrible team outside of Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl? Do you have shitty goaltending? Is that it?
So,
okay.
I think the Oilers are a decent team that needs some parts, right? And they're also a team that takes advantage of teams' mistakes. And that's how they get their points. They capitalize on breakdowns from other teams. And the Leafs played two very good games. And I think the Leafs are so a better team than a lot of people might be giving them credit for. And then the other thing, too, is I think because there's numbers to prove this, I think that the rest of that Leafs team doesn't like Austin Matthews. And when he's gone, they Fuck make off. A point of playing really, really well.
Whatever.
You sound like a Toronto sports writer.
Yeah, we're going to show this douchebag. Exactly. We're going to show this douchebag feel about him. We don't need this little mustached prick.
You mean the player of the month in the NHL? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's kind of where I am. Yeah. Like, I think all Leaf fans are sitting here watching this, and they watch the last two games, and it was a drubbing. Like, 2 days in a row, within 72 hours, they beat the living shit out of the Oilers, 3-0. You had a third stringer in there. You got no superstar playing for Toronto. And I think what's happened is now, because the sample size is so small with these fucking divisions, that there isn't a Leaf fan worth their salt that's going, I think I believe, you know, like they're the best team in the North by 10 fucking points. It's a joke. They're screwing people. And most Leaf fans are doing what I'm doing, which is like, I guess, you know.
Well, you got to be careful.
Well, you do, but.
Yeah. So, I'm just saying, if you're a Leaf fan, you've been here before, like three or four times in the last 25 years where you look dominant. And then as soon as people are like, you know what, I think this is our year, that's when they start crashing.
Have we ever been number one and this dominant, though? Have we ever been this high up in this echelon?
Six other teams, dude. Six other teams. It's like, how can you – and that's what's holding me back, right? That's the only thing that's holding me back from jumping on the fucking bandwagon with both feet and saying, yeah, the team's a Stanley Cup favorite, even though they are and they're the best team in the NHL. By the numbers, they haven't played anybody else.
Even by numbers, we're still ahead by points too. And I think doesn't that momentum, even when it comes time to that, if we keep riding this, I think they look like studs out there. They look like they're having a great time. I think this really goes in our favor for once since maybe
they're 90, fast. Right?
Maybe.
The problem is this regular season playoffs, two different animals. And at least over the last little while have been cursed mostly by the Bruins, but cursed with getting to the playoffs. The city is excited. The province is excited. Leaf fans worldwide, Leaf Nation are excited, but then they just fall on their face in the playoffs and don't really make a lot of noise.
I don't even think that's it.
That's probably why you have a little bit of trepidation, right? Because the playoffs are coming.
Well, yeah, it's the sample size. Like you're playing the same teams. Some are really shitty. Ottawa's pretty shitty. Calgary turns out to be shit. Winnipeg, they were tied for second with the Oilers a couple days ago, but it doesn't even fucking matter. Like it's, you know, like you've got, and I'm not saying that because I think the Leafs are great. I think this is the best Leaf team I've ever seen, top to bottom. And I think they're going to get better at the trade deadline. But I don't think
you should keep talking. Dean, what's the goalie
just
situation?
Keep going. What with the Leafs?
Yeah, I mean, if
Campbell not watch gets the fucking games,
just as good as Anderson,
who Jack Campbell's been fucking terrific. Hutch was amazing. Great too. Hutch was terrific last night. He got two shutouts in a row. Like it's just and watching the Oilers play without McDavid is hilarious. He's so much better than everybody else.
Not.
Yes, it is. And the second you put him in a bottle, it's over.
It's not funny.
Like. You know, it is funny.
Yeah.
It's super funny. And you're going to have to like get 7 to 10 pieces at the trade deadline just to make a run.
Well,
that was fun to watch.
Sad he looks. Look, it's okay. Yeah.
Our defense is young. Is that what it is?
It doesn't matter. Anyway.
And I think
I'm sorry.
I think one of our goalies was in rehab for the first 3 months of the season, which is not a joke.
Who, Mike Smith was?
I'll let you guess.
Yeah. Was Mike Smith in rehab?
That's the rumor.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought he was just injured.
No, I think he was in a home where you use terms like drying out and it'll be okay.
How come no one's heard that story?
Because they are really good at keeping shit like that under wraps in the NHL. It's one of those leagues. They keep stuff like that quiet.
It's true. Mm. They don't even say injuries. This is the only league, I think, that doesn't say what part of the body is injured.
Yeah.
Like in baseball, it's like if you have hemorrhoids, it says fucking hemorrhoids when you're on the DL. You know? George Brett, remember, famously was on the DL for hemorrhoids back in the day.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it had hemorrhoids. Epic. I remember that. Yeah, that was one of the greatest DLs
ever. How bad
are
your hemorrhoids if you're sitting out a game of baseball?
Probably the size of a baseball.
If you have hemorrhoids, you shouldn't be sitting at all.
Have you had hemorrhoids? Have you ever
had
hemorrhoids?
I've had them, but
you should be on the ice, standing up.
Too much chafing.
I think that's what you get hemorrhoids from, sitting on cold surfaces or pushing too hard when you're having a poop. I've never had them. I've never had a hemorrhoid in my life.
What? Come on.
No, never. Never had a hemorrhoid.
I don't think I've had one either.
I've heard of people that have had hemorrhoids and worse, piles, which is like, it's like when your hemorrhoid goes rogue.
Well, have you heard of a fissure?
An anal fissure?
Yeah.
I've heard of these anal fissures, but I've also never had one.
I have had,
you had one.
They're not fun, bro.
Well, that's really, when you think you got bowel cancer, too.
That's amazing.
Dude, that was wild.
Any kind of medical problem that surrounds your anus is going to be not fun. Let's just agree.
It's not.
Although, you know, when you start bleeding out of that region and you find out it's just a hemorrhoid, that's got to be a great fucking day.
Yeah. Hey, right? Actually, amen. You have somebody on your podcast network, Dean. And I'll let you figure out who it is. And I used to work with this gentleman, and he had to go to the doctor to get a hemorrhoid cut out of his ass because it wouldn't stop bleeding.
Jeez. Someone that's part of the podcast network?
Yeah. Part of your 30. How many do you have now? 30?
I don't know. 30 something. Yeah.
One of the guys on your podcast network had to get one clipped. I guess it was like a balloon thing. And it
all
was
right,
like,
fine. It was me.
Sticking up. And they had to go snip.
You got me, Locke. You got me.
I want to know who it was that had hemorrhoids that's on the podcast. Like, was it Chris? Was it Chris Bodden?
Nope.
No, it wasn't Big Chris. I'd pin him to have hemorrhoids for sure. All of the hemorrhoids.
Yeah, I get him when I travel.
Is it a guy or a girl?
Guy.
Girls never talk about this stuff, I guess.
No, they're not down with that.
They're hole masters, though. They know what they're doing. They clean that shit. Nothing ever happens to them.
Well, once you squeeze a kid out of your vajayjay, too, you put so much pressure on their bunghole, they don't let you play with it afterwards. After they've had a kid, it's pretty sacred to them because most of their bungholes burst, if you will. Sorry.
There is one culture on planet Earth that's an exception to that rule, and I'll let you guys figure out which one that is.
Portuguese.
That's right.
So let's meet Greg Bonzi. This is the round table with the crew, Darren, Dean, James, Lachlan. Bonzi is new, and Bonzi is here because he has an announcement to make. And I want people, just for a second, to understand. This man has cashed in his chips. This man has said, fuck the world, I'm out of here. And I've known this guy off and on. I guess, when did we meet? We met through the radio show about 20 years ago, maybe.
Yeah, dude, I was on B101 in Barrie. I was a rookie out of National Institute Broadcasting in Toronto. And we met through some radio function there. And I came up to you. I was like, hey, dude. And you're like, fuck you, dude. I don't know who the hell you are.
That's not true. I would never do that to people. No,
But you were way up here. And I was like right out of mom's vajayjay. So in the radio industry, if you will, I was new.
Yeah.
And then, many years later, we met through your
show. Stop, back up. What happened when we met? We met and I was an asshole or I was flippant. Is that right?
Well,
I'm drunk.
Your asshole was your word. You were probably drunk. I was nervous as shit because I was on B101.
Where was this? Where did we meet?
We were at a function in Toronto somewhere. Sorry, I read shit and I have to say Toronto.
Greg, did you have a puppet with you?
Good correction of your enunciation there. That was good.
Thank you. I read so many scripts, and if I say Toronto, they're like, yeah, can you redo that, please? It's Toronto. And I'm like, no, it's not. Not where I'm from, baby. So anyways, yeah, it was 1999. It was somewhere in Toronto.
Impossible. It's impossible. Because you know how I know that's impossible? Is living in fucking Windsor in 1999.
Well, it was somewhere in the 2000. Were you in Toronto? It was somewhere in those 2 years.
Negative. It was 2001. I came here in 2001.
Well, it might have been 2001 because I was on the radio until 2001. And okay. That was my last year on radio.
So, first of all, I'm just saying, if anybody here from Greg Bond says, Dean's an asshole, just remember he got all the other details wrong.
I never, ever said you were an asshole. I just said our first meeting wasn't as...
Didn't go well.
It was what it was.
Are you sure? A wink and a smile.
Are you sure you didn't meet John Gomeshi instead? Are you sure?
Yeah, maybe you met John Gomeshi. Did you meet John Gomeshi?
No,
it's going to be hard to meet him now because he's hiding, but you can meet John Gomeshi.
I sent you the picture, and many years later, we met when you had that thing at Angus Glen Golf Club. The Trude were there. Some of the hip were there.
Yeah.
I was on crutches. We got a picture together. It was awesome. And you've been salt of the earth ever since.
Right. And we've gotten to know each other a little bit. And tell everybody real quick, Bonzi, what you've done with your life recently. Not in general.
I get what you want.
Skip the whole squirting story. I think that'll get us in the weeds.
Do we start with that or do we end with that?
No. Yeah. But tell us what you did.
About 4 months ago, I was sitting here reading scripts. I didn't want to be in this. I won't say anything bad about Aurelia, but I didn't want to be here anymore. And I knew there was just bigger and better than me sitting in this studio doing this live show that I've been plugging away at and reading scripts. And I'm like, it just came to me. I'm like, I'm out. I'm cashing in. People are selling their houses for above and beyond a profit. So I just took a chance. I rolled the dice, hired a real estate agent from Toronto.
Toronto.
And I said, let's make me some money, please. And by golly, he did. We had 50 viewings and we held it for 2 weeks, 50 viewings in 2 weeks. We had a bidding war and we had a deal at way and above beyond what the selling asking price was. They backed out right on an hour to go before this final signing. A week later, we ended up selling the house. Done deal. So I bought a Prevost tour bus, cashed in. I made some pretty decent money on the house. I'm taking the show on the road. And I just thought there's such a niche out there for social media stars that, you know, people that have just hit it mega rich on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. I just cashed in. I'm going on the road. I bought a Prevost tour bus. I spent quite a bit of money on it. We're going to pimp it out on the inside and we're going to travel the USA and we're coming in hot. They're going to get a dose of Bonzarelli.
I hope you get a dose of the vaccine before you go.
I am not.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound important at all.
And there it is. there's the brand new logo, the brand new name.
Yeah, there it is. It's called Trippin' with Bonzi. Bonzi bought that Prevo. It's literally a tour bus, and he's touring around America at the perfect time, too, because I hear it's really cool down there right now.
Yeah. It is. Hey, and at a time like this, they're hating on each other down there.
Yeah.
They need peace and love. And you can see on the back of the bus it's a little Easter egg. There's a peace and love symbol. I'm coming in hot, but they need Bonzi down there. They need the peace and love. I'm going to go down there and spread it. And I know you're afraid of the USA, Dean, but I'm not. I'm coming in there with a 2-finger cul-de-sac. I'm going to tickle them pink and they're going to get a dose of Bonzi.
Maybe you can unite America by making both sides hate you.
Well, why not? Hey, you know what? The haters watch more, so it's all about the hate. I'm going down there to challenge America. I'm gonna outdo any American that I meet. I'm gonna outdo him in a challenge all the time.
Greg,
I'm coming for him.
If you get merch, I want a t-shirt.
It's it's coming hot. The merch we're getting t-shirts, hoodies, hats, and beer coolies and mugs.
It's okay, on. Is this a midlife crisis, Greg?
No, I've already been through that, my friend. Cripes, we've been there and done that. I bought a bar in Nicaragua on the ocean 3 years ago, mister. That was a midlife crisis.
Mister.
This is above and beyond.
3 years ago, mister.
Was this after your mom asked you to start paying rent?
I only had to live with my mom for 4 months because my house was rented because I was making money and funding my drinking habit in Nicaragua.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, dude, there's a whole backstory here. this guy's a trip. Locke loves him. There's a whole backstory. He'll come on your radio show in Edmonton and talk about his trips.
I already thought about it.
He sent me a video today, literally a 39-minute video. Fucking hammered or high off his ass playing with dolls in his parents' basement. And I can't get it to play.
It is a shame. What a train wreck. Woo, woo. Bonzi coming in hot.
And I was watching it today. I'm like, does he want me to?
Bonzi Live. Tripping. Bonzi and Bonzi Live. Two different
things. Coming in hot's the secondary positioning statement.
Yeah, that's right. The cul-de-sac with the two fingers is the third.
And the puppet shows that have nothing to do with the midlife crisis.
Nothing. None.
Okay, so you sold all your shit. Bonzi, just relax. Relax. You sold all your shit and you bought a Prevo. And you're heading down to Tennessee to pick this Prevo up, and you're going to get some training because you've never driven one before.
No, it'll all work out.
Do you know how fucking insane that sounds to like super safe dickheads like myself?
But I also have a driver who's driven. She's coming with me. She's a driver / camera person / helper,
parole officer
/ cook, dishwasher.
Yeah.
Help. Yeah. Just bail fucking money.
Is she the squirter? You might want to get some plastic covers for the.
She's married, dude. I don't want to.
Hold it. Oh, so you're taking
a. She's definitely not a squirter. She's married.
Your assistant is a female who's married to somebody else, and she's getting in a van or a tour bus with you.
Shouldn't be a problem. Shouldn't be a problem.
You guys won't have sex at all.
No, we won't. It's not an option. She's like an older sister to me. She's been married for 20 plus years. Her husband's awesome.
Oh, she's ripe.
No, I'm not looking. I'm not a marriage
record. Sure, it won't be an issue.
She's ripe. Hey, Locke, she's ripe. She's ready. She's like, I've been married for 20 years to the same guy. Bonzi, please. And that'll be it. And then
Greg, do you ever say shit to yourself out loud to see how it sounds?
All the time. And that's what makes it better, because I already know. I'm like, yeah, but let's just roll with it. Who cares?
You know,
I have Bonzi, never met this fucking guy, and I want to spend time with him.
Bonzi, where I come from, if she's like your older sister, then she's just going to ditch you once you get to, like, Arkansas or something. You're going to come out of a gas station. You're going to be like, where the fuck did she go?
Yeah, she got my back, dude.
She'll pull the pin when you're in handcuffs at a border crossing.
So is your goal to...
I'll check in driver's seat maybe farther than
you. She's gonna grab all the dope that she brought with her to the border too and run for the fucking hills.
Yeah. When there's border crossing guards in your like taking apart your fucking van.
Great content. That's the way I'm looking at it, baby. Bring it.
And that's the thing. You're gonna record the whole thing. So this isn't just him touring. Like he's documenting everything. He's getting cameras put in the bus. He's going to play golf in Arkansas with pig farmers.
Yeah.
Like he's literally this. He's fucking all in, dude. Like we're all in.
We're going to be shooting hogs in Texas. We're going to Texas ranches. We're going to be riding dirty on horses. I'll ride bareback if that's what it takes. The gun toting, gun and shotgun in hand, chasing hogs. We're just going to do it all. We're going to haunted houses. We're going to go to ghost towns. They're just going to get a dose of this Bonzarelli on fire.
Can you explain shooting hogs? Can you just give me the details on the shooting hogs thing?
So the only details I've got.
Don't distract them, James.
Monty, please come to my ranch, and I will take you hog hunting. Yeah. So just picture me with a gun in hand, and we're film and camera, and we're going hog hunting.
I don't think that's a stretch.
I'm going to mow down anything that gets in my way.
Wow. Are you going to buy a gun for yourself when you get there? Because apparently it's pretty lax down there. Anybody can get a gun. Like I was talking to Darren about it, and he's like, yeah, they just send you a gun now.
Hundo P, bud. We're going to the local Walmart. We need to get our hunting and fishing license. That's the only stipulation. Walk into your jolly old Walmart there or corner gun store, and I'll be able to buy a gun. No problem.
I think shooting hogs is going to make it a number one show, probably.
Believe me, the shooting hogs will be the least of my worries. We're going to get in so much more shenanigans. It's going to be epic. Cameras are going to be going the whole time.
Is there a shitter on your bus?
Yo, dude, shitter. It's a full on. It's got bigger bathroom than my ensuite bathroom and my bathroom, bro. Here at the house, it's 45 feet of paradise inside. A bus, full bathroom, washer, dryer, full kitchen.
Those vans are nice.
It's got leather couches everywhere, big screens everywhere.
Oh, leather, that's good.
Yeah.
You can for the hose it down.
Yeah, leather's good for wiping off stains really easy.
Right off. Oh, yeah, so you and your friend's wife can get rid of the evidence. So,
okay, all kidding aside here, who would not do this?
Who wouldn't want to follow this is the better question. Come on. Like, no, I'm going to get after it.
Yeah, no, I'm not suggesting we go with you, Greg. I'm just saying we do something similar on our own.
Yeah,
I would fucking kill to do this.
Yeah,
in a heartbeat.
That's what I said to Bonzi. I said, you know what I would do if you were doing Canada? I'd get on a plane, meet you in Vancouver or the East Coast, and I would take the same trip with you. But it's the United States.
Yeah, like, you're going to get killed.
I don't know if you know this. We just talked about it. Texas just
you're gonna get killed.
Dude, they're going to love me. They're not going to kill me. I'll be joining the killers.
Well, they'll love you, all right. Especially when you're face down and bum up in a ditch.
Yeah, you are definitely going to be running naked on stretch of highway with people shooting at you.
Screaming Justin Trudeau's name.
Once we get taken off.
With that Canadian flag from the van in your ass.
I'm scared.
Good content, bud.
Just keep the camera rolling. If
we would do the camera,
you get attacked by a bunch of backwoods meth heads.
Content.
Yeah.
Maybe so he's going to file reports. What the guy from Arkansas meant by shooting hogs was filming other people, like shooting hogs, right?
Picking up hot Texas babes.
I just hate that part. Oh. I'm not going to watch it now.
Yeah, there are some good-looking girls in Texas, that's for sure.
Are there some good-looking chicks in Texas?
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, yeah. Big time.
So is this part two of the midlife crisis, Greg?
Yeah, we could call it that.
Okay.
I'll roll that.
See, James doesn't think that you can plan a midlife crisis, and I've been trying to convince him that he can. And you're a perfect example of this. You sound like you put some thought into this.
I've been planning this for 4 months. It started as a note, just what if, and it didn't even start as doing it on YouTube or anything. It started as just, I'm a voice actor. I was just going to go out and just buy this bus and live in a bus. I'm sick and tired of this madness here. And Dean's scared to go to the USA. I'm kind of scared of Canada. I'm just like, I just want to go and travel, dude. I'm sick and tired of being in my house. I don't have any fear. And I think that's what'll be the best part of this is I'm going in fearless, fearless.
Quick question: if Mr. Fearless, open?
Can you get in? Can you get into the States?
Yeah, we're flying from Toronto to Tennessee.
Just can't come back.
Darren, you're gonna get the bus. You're gonna get the pre-roll. Ask for details on itinerary here.
Yeah,
it's in Tennessee. That's where I bought it.
Okay, so let me ask you a couple of quick questions.
Go.
Okay. No house to come back to.
None.
You sold your house. Okay. Plans, because this is a 6 month visa. Do you have plans to stay? Are you coming back? And is there space in your tour bus for a ventilator if things go south?
There is a space for a ventilator, so we'll start with that.
All right.
Second of all, after 6 months. We're going to see where we're at level wise. We're going to see where we're at with the following and everything. And then listen, I believe in myself. I think even talking to these fine gentlemen who I've never met, they've never met me, and but they can't wait to get another dose of Bonzi. And that's what it's that's what this show is going to be all about.
Mm-hmm. What was going, the cul-de-sac thing again?
Yeah, I'm coming in hot with a two-finger cul-de-sac, maybe even three or four if we can get it up in there. But there's no failing. I'm just going out hot and coming in hot. Leaving
how do you
here
say
hot.
No to this? How do you say no to this how for content?
You say no? You well, can't. Your driver, camera person, dishwasher girl is going to be away from her boyfriend for 6 months?
Husband, and he'll be coming on tour with us as well. He'll be flying down and joining us at times.
He's a watcher.
Yeah, any chance for a threesome?
Never say never. Yep, I'm Bonzi. I'm open to anything.
His name's Cuck. I mean, Chuck.
Now, I got to say, Bonzi, all joking aside, what you're doing is punk as fuck.
Thank you, dude.
Yes.
Thank you.
Punk as fuck.
And nobody.
Selling your house and saying, I'm going to the States. I got a pre-vo. Let's go.
Nobody's done it. Nobody I've ever seen has done it. And once it gets, it just needs, you know, we're starting small. When this started, dude, I had 30 followers on YouTube. I'm at 1,300 and in under 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And we're just getting rolling. So we're going to hit the algorithm. We just got to, it's content, content, content. And then once we're in the midst of shooting the video, the 2 minute like major teasers, this maniac sold his house. He doesn't shut the fuck up. He's got a mouth on him like this, and he's going to the USA to spread peace and love and a bit of Bonzarelli.
I like how he says he's starting small and he's dropped a half mil on a bus.
That's funny.
I love how he calls himself Bonzarelli in the third person.
That's I like incredible. How he said he was afraid of Canada, but he has no fear.
That's like me saying, you guys, I'm coming in hot. You're going to get a big dose of the Dinaroni.
No fear in the U.S.
Yeah, that's
every citizen has 10 guns.
But he called me and told me about this trip, and I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah, we're in. And so I was trying to convince guys on our end, this is going to be great content. They're like, we don't know him. And I'm like, I don't care. Dude, and they're like, what happens if he gets shot in the face in a live stream? I'm like, great fucking content. Huge.
Yeah, right.
You know, mass fatties. Oh my God. Go to DeanBlundell.com to see a video of a guy getting shot in the face in the United States. Everybody would watch that.
If we get stopped by the cops, if we get stopped, anything, dude, if I get robbed, I'm going to do my best. Excuse me, sir. Please, can you wait on the robbery? I got to pull up my phone. It's going to be great content.
Yeah, give me your bus.
It's on, you know?
Well, we look forward to like a Bonzi. Pig. Yeah, we look forward to watching you and your travels. He's going to try and do all 50 states in 60 months.
You bet.
He starts in, what, 4 weeks? Is that what I'm understanding?
Yeah, house closes March 19th. We'll be in Tennessee on the 22nd. And then we'll be in Dallas on April 1st. The bus will get logoed, and it's on from there.
Oh, my God.
Any, so cool. With Bonzi.
Darren, any tour bus?
How are you going to get to Hawaii?
It's amphibious.
We'll just float over. It doesn't matter. We'll figure it out.
Hey, Darren, don't encourage him.
Stop asking for details.
Well, I think you can do 49, but the 50th will be.
Well, we might not take the bus over, but we'll get there. Believe me, you. And then after the 6 months, Dean, to go back to real quick, it's either back to Canada. And we'll do something.
Why would you do that? That's a dangerous proposition.
But I would like. I don't do winters, man. I hate winter. We need to go south. So after 6 months, if we get kicked out of the U.S. or we can't stay legally, we'll probably head south. We'll do Mexico, Honduras, Ecuador, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, and we'll just go cause a ruckus down there.
Just progressively getting a little more dangerous with your trip as you continue, right?
I already lived in Nicaragua for 3 years.
Crossing the border at Tijuana with that pimped out bus will be no problem whatsoever.
None.
Ecuador is in South America, by the way.
Well, we'll get there. We're going there. We're going all the way to the bottom. I'm not going to do Brazil.
You have to be careful, Bonzi, because whoever invited you to shoot hogs, it could be some deliverance shit. That could be some sort of like, you know, you be careful, man.
Bonzi, another thing, you can't drive the bus from Panama into Colombia. There's no road.
Yeah, I know. And the jokes aside with the bus, I'm not even sure if we would take it across the border. We might park it.
I don't think we're joking.
In Cali, I would like to take it. Now, that's a whole nother legal thing, and I would need a security team for that, too. I'm not going to lie. because me and my little shotgun or whatever and getting this numbskull across the border into Tijuana, you're right. With that bus, it'll be gone in 2 seconds. And drug cartel will be like, now shoo, Bonzi.
No, they would actually probably put some coke in your abdomen and send you back across the border.
Either way, it's not going to go well for me.
Well, I'm looking forward to the content tripping with Bonzi. You can find it all on your YouTube account. What's your YouTube account? What is it?
Yeah, YouTube channel. Right now, it's still listed as Bonzi Live on the road in a Prevo. Now, that's a mouthful, so it's Tripping with Bonzi will be up shortly.
All right. And you'll find it all at DeanBlundell.com, but only like a month away from the fun starting. Thanks for being here, Bonzi. It was great to see you, bud.
Thanks. It was great to see you, dude. And thanks so much for believing in me. And this is going to be epic, I promise you.
Me too. Like, look forward to it. Here's your music, Bonzi, by a professional musician. Greg Bond, ladies and gentlemen. Well done, Bonzi. Really, really happy for you. A little deliverance.
That would be great content.
Just, that music just makes my anus feel weak.
It's amazing how you guys are all scared for me, and I can't wait to get there. And no. They better be scared of me.
Zero fear here for you, Greg. Send me a tweet, no please. Yeah.
We'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Greg.
We'll get you on the locker room, please.
Yeah. There you go, Bonzi.
Oh, my God.
What a trip that guy is. Isn't he the best?
Adventure he's about to have.
Yeah, I love him. I love
him. Especially in Texas. He's going to
he's gonna get shot.
I don't know how well he's going to do. Seriously. Like, you know.
We should have a will he get shot pool.
I'm in for a hun.
I hope he doesn't because I like the guy. He's like, I've been keeping in contact with him kind of off and on for the past several years. And he's over gone through some. No. Twitter. DM. Dude, we tried to do a podcast before this whole thing started. I'm like, Bonzi, relax.
You said that
he's
four
so
times.
Jacked up for this trip. Incredible. I know, but I love the fact that he's doing it, right? Like, how many of us, if we could, would say, you know, you love your wife, James, not so much, Darren, jury's out. But how many of us would go, yeah, I'm in. I'm getting in a bus and I'm fucking leaving. All of us would. He's doing it.
I've actually done something similar. In 2009, on like 4 hours' notice, I moved to Los Angeles.
So, did you really?
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, I did. And then I moved to South Beach, and I ended up living in this like 5-star hotel for like 2 months. I just sort of flew under the radar in this room. It was weird. It was good, though. I made a documentary about it. We won Best Documentary at the Phoenix Film Festival. It was good.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I didn't know that. All the things you don't know about you.
I'll send you stuff.
Send me a link. I'll watch that.
Darren, how are you? How was the wedding?
The wife is good. Stepdaughter is good. New house.
Wedding.
Is
really you went to a wedding. I thought you went to a wedding.
No, I'm going to Mexico in 2 weeks. In Cozumel. Cozumel, Mexico. I didn't want to go, but my buddy who works for FedEx, he's the main mechanic at FedEx. It's him, and then he has all the mechanics under him. He makes like $350 a year, maybe four. And he's insisting I come down. Like, I don't know. I don't have a job. I don't have a lot of disposable income. He's like, I'm paying for your flight. I'm paying for your all-inclusive room. You'll never have to pull your wallet out once. You're coming.
I'll pay for your hospital stay. It'd be great.
I get my second COVID shot coming up soon.
Oh,
so
that's right.
Good
for you.
I'll be able to go.
So you got the, what is that one then? The
Moderna.
The Moderna. Oh, the Moderna was a one-shot thing,
no,
I thought.
No, it's not. Moderna's two.
Good for you, bro. Good for you.
It's Pfizer, but now Johnson & Johnson's coming out and we're vaccinating. Yeah. America's are getting vaccinated at 1.7 million a day. And if that stays up, then Biden will have kept his promise in getting 100 million people vaccinated by the end of the first 100 days. But
that's fucking huge.
It's not massive. Enough. We need to double that. We need to get to 200 million, dude. 250, 350. And then that's got to spill into Canada. Now with Johnson & Johnson shot being approved,
you can't do
hopefully
it.
That'll spill into Canada. I did a little research, Gene, and Canada is, I mean, we talk about this in past podcasts, but Canada is not looking good. And
garbage.
And I like Justin Trudeau, but he's really fucking up bad. Like,
you can tell he doesn't live here because he just said the words, I like Justin Trudeau.
Yeah.
I just like him because he's handsome. I just want to make out with him.
Yeah, you and every other horny soccer mom. that has to hold themselves up against the washing machine.
You and every other married man. Yeah.
That's why he got in. Of his
me and every heterosexual man.
Yeah. I just listening to you talk about, you know, at your age, which is our age, go and get a vaccine is fucking foreign to me. Absolutely fucking foreign to me. And the reason why it's foreign to me is because we vaccinated 3.2% of the population in Canada. In Ontario, it's 1.8%. 1.8. We can't not only, and here's the problem. I tweeted about it today. It's fucking criminal. It's criminal. And the reason why it's fucking criminal is Trudeau blew the wad, went for the wrong fucking doses, made bad deals, and can't get vaccines into Canada. Fact. The other reason why it sucks is because the premier of this province that we live in is politicizing this whole thing. He's not interested in vaccinating fucking anybody. Therefore, we won't be vaccinated, apparently, until late fall. That was the timeline. We're 57th in the fucking world. And Ontario is dead last out of every single province and territory in Canada.
Was it last week? Wasn't it 34th in the world? Now we're 57th?
57th as of today. May even be 58th. Chechnya is ahead of us.
Oh, well, Chechnya, that makes sense. Fucking.
Can you fucking believe that? So when you, Darren, you talk about getting a vaccine, Canada, I don't understand it.
Being Canada is the Buffalo Sabres of nations.
Vaccines. Yeah, huge.
They're huge. Opening up Texas right now. Do you think that has anything to do with the vaccination? Or do you think that's just because they're crazy?
I think because you're fucking insane. They're opening up.
It's a bad sign when Canadians are flying to Somalia to get vaccines. You know.
Is that true?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't know what to believe anymore.
It is now.
That's funny, James.
But that's where we're at, dude. Like, and I was so fucking tired of it today because we've got this dick out here. His name's Randy Hillier. Randy Hillier, who, James, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. This guy. Listen, we're going to try to get him on the show. Fuck. So go ahead.
No, this dumb fuck. And you know what? I'm going to start a new feature. It's called Fuck Stick of the Week.
Like it. I like it.
Randy Hillier.
Let me just text Randy and say that the interview is not going to happen.
I don't care if it fucking happens or not. I'll talk to him.
Fun to talk to ideological opposites.
Is that you coach? Know?
It's not, dude, he's not an ideological opposite. He's a fucking lying piece of shit is what he is.
Well, whatever. Let me show you, you know, like, okay. I'm not saying you guys are even. I'm not saying you guys are. I get it. I'm just saying you guys are ideologically opposite. You are.
Let me put this tweet up. This is a tweet that he put out, James. Mm-hmm. I know people who mask, do it with a believe. Can't spell worth a dick, of doing it with respect, consideration for others. But the evidence is beyond reasonable doubt. There is no pandemic, he says. Never was. We were duped. Wearing a mask perpetuates the falsehood and lie. Shame on all those who live the lie. Shame. We must start shaming those who wear a mask as they shame others. The masks are coercing us to live their lie. I will not do it. Join me in a crusade of honesty, not their march to tyranny. Boycott stores, politicians who lie. Do not bear false witness. More Jesus shit. And then this one. I've seen death up close. It's not a statistic or a headline. It happens. Get used to it. Saying, it's cool if people die. No big deal. He's our fuckstick of the week.
You know what he's doing? He's auditioning to run for the People's Party of Canada, Max Bernier's party. I guarantee it that he's going to be because he's an independent now because the Conservatives kicked him out. So he's going to be running for re-election, and he's probably going to be running for the People's Party of Canada, which is basically the mega party of Canada, who got like 1.7% of the vote last time. And there's a lot more of them this time. I'm telling you, they could be the thing that prevents Conservatives from ever getting elected again in the next 20 years.
I think that's O'Toole.
Well, at a federal level, O'Toole doesn't do himself any favors, but I'm just saying the People's Party are going to eat a lot more votes in the next election than they did last election.
Why do all the anti-maskers look like they have diabetes?
Because they do. It's probably why they can't get shots. Probably why they're mad.
You know, he checked his sugar levels. He checked his sugar levels this morning.
Okay, so you said something to start, James, and I have a problem with it immediately. You said it's an alternative opinion. Saying the pandemic isn't real isn't an alternative opinion or thought process.
Well, what I meant was, is that, and I want to be careful because I don't want you to think that I'm like a conspiracy theorist or anything. Like, I believe that there is a pandemic here, and I believe that, you know, it's a real problem, and there are certain demographics that are really impacted. But I think what the lighter version of what he was saying would sound like would be something like, you know, as far as pandemics go, this, the numbers really kind of make it seem like it's bad illness, but not really pandemic level. I get it. You know, I don't know anyone that has it. And the people that I do know that have it or had it, you know, we're fine. You know, nothing. So the people don't have this like version of this pandemic as some sort of like horrible death ridden thing because they don't see it. They read newspaper, you know, articles about how, you know, the COVID deaths are counted when they have two other terminal illnesses, and they extract something from that makes it seem like it's not as bad as everyone is saying. I understand why someone might think that. What Randy Hillier is doing is trying to stoke those people, I think. He's trying to get the angry ones to be louder. You know, he's trying to see what he can do in order to get a following, because he's probably going to be running under Bernier's banner next year. So that's my,
You don't find it irresponsible and shitty and meatheadish?
Of course I do.
You know him. You said you know him and you won't tell him.
I'd rather interview him and ask him at that point. But like, you know, the problem that I have with this tweet over everything else is his encouragement to shame people that wear masks. That's the part that I thought was the most egregious. I don't care what your beliefs are. If you believe that this isn't a pandemic, okay, that's a little weird, but sure. But if he starts encouraging people to shame people like me who go to the grocery store to buy shit for their kids and wife, you know, I don't really see why anyone should come up to me and shame me, because I'm like, I always said the same thing from the beginning. I'm not a scientist, but the trade-off between wearing a mask and not wearing one is potentially a lot worse if you don't wear one, so I'll just wear one. I don't know what the science is. I don't know how to explain it, but I'll just wear one, you know?
So. Here's the problem.
I like what James said there.
Here's a problem that I do too. Here's a problem that I have.
I do too.
Is that every single medical professional on the planet, everyone, board certified, has said there's a pandemic. Randy here is a tradesman. He's got an electrician's certificate. He's an electrician. He's got like a 10th grade education, and he's a fucking electrician. Who's going to believe him? Other idiots? That's the part that blows my mind, is that I've had Twitter battles with people, Darren. You've had them with your friends on social media, Locke. You have them on the radio all the time.
Yep.
I can't get through to any one of them with, okay, hold on. Are you going to believe every medical professional on the planet? Journal of American Medicine, Johns Hopkins University, Cedars-Sinai. You're going to believe CDC? Or are you going to believe an electrician with fucking diabetes?
And a cookie in his pocket. Just to control the sugar when he crashes a little later on.
That's everybody that says this isn't real. And Locke talked about it the other day. Locke was like, hey, listen, you say you're going to provide me a medical professional that tells me there's no pandemic. You never fucking show up. Not one of them. But literally, this guy is leading the charge, making people sick, killing people, leading to strokes, heart disease, all the other shit, transient ischemic attacks, TIAs. One guy was paralyzed below the waist in Canada this week, I think. And I can't remember his name, and I wished I had it here because I didn't plan on talking about him. But he paralyzed because of the results of COVID. Can't fucking move a bone beyond his fucking collarbone. Nothing. Just like this.
How many people that you think it's not a pandemic also don't believe in man-made climate change? Like all of them?
Yeah. A lot of them, probably, sure.
So at least we know
people, James, that think that President or former President Trump is going to be injected back into power on Thursday.
There's always that group. Yeah,
that's a big Q conspiracy. March 4th is going to be the day that the government is overthrown by the military in a coup to bring President Trump back into power.
Do you know what QAnon are doing?
What we're missing
they're,
right
they're,
now.
They're taking the playbook from the Nostradamus believers.
Trump.
Every time a Nostradamus prediction didn't come true, they'd be like, wait till 1999, didn't come true. Wait till 2001, didn't come true. Wait till, you know what I mean? And it just kept going on like that. And it's the same thing. This was supposed to be over on the on Inauguration Day because Biden was supposed to be arrested. And the National Guard was going to swear, you know, was going to escort Trump back to the Oval Office. This is what they first believed in, right? So
the thing is, all these people that are spouting this stuff, they were always there. This is just something new to hang their hats on, right? Like 2 years ago, 3 years ago, we all had a fight in the bar with somebody over, I don't, it doesn't even matter what it was, 9/11 or just any. This is just the next thing that they have dug their heels and they're, you know, dug into and that they're claiming is there's a wiring, I think, that it's attracted to that type of thinking. And
yeah, Locke, I've said this many, many times on this podcast. It really boils down when you boil all the garbage down to one fine little point. That point is called intelligence. It's these people are stupid. They're fucking stupid idiot fucks who believe in Q and believe in not wearing a mask. Or there's not
what are they?
Not,
what are they again?
They're stupid fucks. They're dumb fucks, and they shouldn't reproduce. And they should be cut their genitalia off. And they should definitely not vote. Oh my God, no!
My wife and I are looking at
are two things these people should not do. But they do.
My wife and I are looking at getting a dog.
You know what I say? I say there should be a aptitude test to get a voting card. And there should be voting cards that make sense. So an aptitude test to get your little voting card. And if you don't pass, you can't vote. Well, why can't I vote? You're kind of stupid.
So we went online to try to get a...
Yeah, go ahead.
We went online to get a rescue dog. Like, looked into it, and there's an organization. There's just a bunch of them, right?
Impossible Scars. To find one. It's impossible to find a fucking rescue dog.
Anyway,
you don't even fucking return my phone calls.
Well, they're very busy right now. So anyway, we went online and took a look at the whole process of getting a rescue dog, right? And my God, you should see it. It's insane. There's visits and you got to take a course. And I'm like, they do this for pets, but anybody can spit a kid out. Like it's just insane. Gross. That's my wife pointed that out. She said, no one said anything to us before we got pregnant and had a couple of kids.
Because it's a human right.
Yeah.
And I also think there should be an aptitude test before a man and a woman have a child.
I don't disagree. No. You need a license to go shoot a duck. Probably get a license to have
put
a fucking kid.
On your home, to build a little shed in the side of your house, you need a permit.
You guys make me feel like Ayn Rand when you talk like shit like this, because this is like literally the slippery slope conversation about, well, if you take away your rights to procreate, why not we just make you infertile until we
I'm not agreeing with you, James. I just think it's ridiculous that I got to
make it. I'm all about sterilization of certain people. I would do it in a second.
Thumbs
dude,
up. I'll do the work. I'll cut it all off. Give me a knife.
Yeah, you can try and make this a political statement, James. I'm all about sterilization.
Do you remember in Kensington Market, there was this famous graffiti that said the price of freedom is responsibility. And like you guys just changed it to the price of freedom is making sure inbreds can't procreate.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. But it's not just inbreds.
If we did that, we wouldn't have Saskatchewan, though.
People of low intelligence, people that have
problems. Or we wouldn't have Greg touring around the United States in a $500,000 bus. Shooting
Sorry, Darren.
Things.
What were you going to say, Darren? Go ahead.
I mean, this isn't just inbreds. These are people that are of any low intelligence. People that are more prone to alcohol and drug abuse. People that are they shouldn't have kids.
That's
people
that breaks on the alcohol that, abuse.
Once you start unpacking that, you'll see how problematic it is. Because what happens if like 60% of them are people of color? Then what?
That's an assumption. Why would you assume that?
I'm not assuming that. I'm hypothetical.
Because what James does is he likes to try and throw a monkey wrench into people's plans.
What I like to do is unpack it to show you that sometimes, like the Antifa James, revolutionaries. Unpack
all Darren wants to do is cut off the genitalia of dumb people. Why do you have to make it so complicated?
I need a job. Why can't I have this job?
Hey, man. I'll hold
him. Shit on his dream. Shit on his dream, dude.
We'll sell a line of rear view mirrored dice, fuzzy dice, but they'll be the balls of inbreds.
Yeah.
It's something I've been cultivating, James, for a long time, because I see these stories all over 2020 and Dateline and other shows of that are of the ilk, where this kids or kid gets neglected by their drug addict parents, and then they leave them to fend for themselves, or they're abused physically or sexually or both because of drugs and alcohol, or just because they're just dumb and don't give a fuck, and they just want the dependence so they can get more money from social services. These children exist in Canada, in the United States, in Mexico, and other parts of the world. They're being neglected, and it breaks my heart, because it's a human right. And that man and that woman had a right to have a kid and neglected, and because it's their right. It's bullshit. It's fucking bullshit. It's not cool. And we have to find a way to weed out people like this. Now these people can also live. They can work. They can buy homes. They can do whatever they want to do.
It's nice of you.
They shouldn't be responsible for children.
Well, no, I get that there's people that don't have any business raising children because they're fucking idiots. I get that. But you're not going to ever be able to build a good society around a notion that there's people that can decide whether or not that person can procreate. You just won't never have.
I disagree. I disagree.
It won't happen. It's kind of Nazi-ish. It's a little eugenics mixed with a little bit of Nazi-ish, you know?
Let's not throw that word around.
I'm just saying, who deems the people smart or dumb enough? You know?
It's more of a joke than anything. If you want to start calling us Nazis.
As a family, you sit down with a therapist, and they get to know you a little bit over two or three visits. And then if you're sane and cool and chill and semi-intelligent, they go, okay, this couple's great. They should have
all right, job. Fuck it. Let's just kill the inbred.
Attaboy. Back to what Locke was saying. It is impossible to adopt. Speaking of which, it is impossible to adopt a fucking dog. I've signed up for 1,500 different pet adoption sites, Pet Finder, Rescue Paws, Southside Jimmy, whatever the fuck you call it. I've signed up for 100 of them because I'm trying to do the right thing, because I see these commercials on TV that make me feel like shit all the time because I want a puppy. That's what I really want, is I want to get a puppy, and then I want the puppy to grow up, smell my face, lick me in the morning, all that kind of stuff, and then go for walks, and I want to call him Doug or Alan. I want to give him like a human name. That's my goal. My goal is to get a dog and call him Alan or Doug, or Phil. I don't even mind the name Phil for a dog, or Mike, or, you know, just a pal that you can have. So I've called 1,500 of these places. I've sent emails. They brought 54 dogs back from Texas the other day to Toronto. Did you see that news story? I was like, I'm going to get one of those dogs. Send them an email. Not one person has gotten back to me. It's almost like these dogs to adopt don't even exist. It's like a fucking ruse really to get your email
right
address.
You should throw out a line on your podcast right now, right here, and say, hey, anybody, if you work in that industry, DM me. Send me a note. Maybe you can help me out.
I'm not sort of felt guilty
anymore.
I felt guilty about the whole dog conversation, because we were like zeroing in on a breed and everything like that, and then looking at breeders, and I'm like, do I want to be that guy that goes and spends, you know, $2,500 or $3,000 on a dog? Maybe we should do that. And we went the adopt, like we started to look into it, the rescue thing. And it's very complicated. I think I'm going to be the guy that just goes and drops $2,500 on a dog I want.
You have right? to.
Well, Dean, if you want a French bulldog, I can go get Lady Gaga's if you want them.
He has
I got a gun. I got a gun. I'll shoot the guy.
Hey, did you guys, speaking of which, did you hear?
How's
did
that
you hear
fucking
that?
News?
Did you hear that Lady Gaga's poker face? Did you see this news?
I've seen this before, and I was actually kind of surprised, because she knew she did it, and apparently when the song came out, even said at one point, said, you guys aren't playing an edit here, right? I think there was one radio station in the world that edited the song.
What edited what?
Oh, you got to
hear it. In the song, she goes pa 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 poker face, and then you think she's saying poker face again, but she's saying fuck her face. Fuck her face.
That's it's in the saying. Second verse. We slowed it down and played it on the radio a couple of months back when the news first came out.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't a hi-hat catching the...
No, it was fucking... She was saying fuck her face.
No,
she
it's quite screaming. Clear.
She was screaming time after time after time, poker face, and then pa-pa-pa poker face, and then fa-fa-fa fuck her face. Like, that was... hundreds of times in the song. And
that's
I got this tweet, just an FYI. It should be known that me, Dean Blundell, discovered this 13 years ago, told us on the radio. I did. What? I played that song probably, I don't know, for 2 weeks straight, going, Are you people not? Are you kidding me? It's an F word. And no, I'm like, I'm playing the
back up. Put that graphic sure. back up. Yeah. People are realizing how rude the lyrics to Lady Gaga's Poker Face. I would change the word rude with hot. Yeah, that's fucking hot. Fucker face.
You can't. It's a little known fact, but you can't face rape the willing, right? She wanted
no, you
it.
You cannot.
Do you guys know how to wake up Lady Gaga?
And you fuck her face. She's into it.
Oh, hold on. How is her face, dressed that night? How is her face dressed? Because that matters, right?
Yeah. Thanks, Dean.
You poke her face. That's how you wake her up. Poke her face.
Poke her face.
But yeah, I'm with Darren. I was when that night. I'm like, of course it was. I knew that like half a decade ago, or maybe more, and was telling people about it. And now it's sort of a turn on. Like, I don't mind the song. Does that sound weird? I'm like,
no, lots hot. Of pornography has been consumed between then and now.
Into it. And it's quite a statement by Gaga, because I don't know many women that sing about how much they love that.
Nope. No one knew what to say there, so I thought I'd break the silence.
She's not saying fuck my face.
Yeah, she is. She's saying, I want to hold them like they do in Texas, please. Man, she's singing about her.
No, she wants to hold the face. I want it. She wants to.
Yeah. Yeah. Pop, 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 poker face, pop, 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 poker face, wah, 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 which is, I think, that's what I think. Pop, 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 poker face, pop, pop, poker face, gluck, gluck, gluck. That's what I think it is.
Not going to be able to jerk off today. Thanks, guys.
Glug, 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 glug.
Let's talk about shit again, Locke. You'll be fine.
But that's the song. Like, that's what the song is now. And it should have been that to everybody to begin with. But now it's even cooler.
Now that it's out. Yeah. Are radio stations editing it, or just they? I guess they're just leaving it, eh?
It's too late at this point.
Yeah. You know what I was thinking of doing, because I'm a dick? I was thinking of writing complaints to every hot AC station, to the CRTC and the CBSC, to get all their licenses pulled because they've been playing the word fuck for like 15 years over and over and over.
That would be epic. Imagine a
fuck of face. Go, 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 go.
Oh, can you please do that? Spend the weekend.
I can't be bothered. Writing.
No, you know have what? To.
I bet you she was talking about Amber Heard in that song. I bet you anything. She was talking about Amber Heard in that.
Yeah, she got pulled out of Aquaman too. Did you guys see that?
Aquaman!
Amber Heard?
They yanked her. That horrible movie?
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't believe it either.
I think I tweeted that today, that she got booted out of the, like, I feel really bad for her. She got booted out of the, like, worst comic book movie in a decade. Yeah. That it was a bad movie.
Yeah. No, it's just cancel culture. I was just really happy it came for a chick, a white chick. I was like shocked. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, wow, that's incredible.
What did she do?
She took a shit on Johnny Depp's bed after she beat him up for a few weeks.
Well, yeah, as one would do.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
No, but she lied about Johnny Depp abusing her when she was abusing him. And she cost him the Pirates of the Caribbean thing. So she's already cost him millions. And yeah, and turns out it was her that was doing all the abusing. So I'm glad she got kicked off of
Auckland. And he sued the Sun right in the UK.
And somehow lost.
How does that happen?
Well, he sued because they basically called him an abuser in a headline.
Yeah.
And then they went to the thing, the lawsuit, and there was no evidence that said he was an abuser. But he somehow still lost the case. So I don't know.
Yeah, that's a weird one.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, one of the things that shocked me about that case was the poop on the bed, right? Like, I've never, and this was in evidence in the trial, where Johnny's like, yes, she pooped on my bed. And she's like, it was the Yorkies. It was toy Yorkies. Does that look like a toy Yorkie shit to you?
Oh, for God's sakes. That looks like wine. She had a lot of wine there. Look at that. It's all dark. You ever had a lot of wine?
It's like an acorn.
Yeah, it gets really dark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew we'd get here. James, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing it
up. If you can't beat him, join him.
Yeah.
Right?
Boy.
Talk about shit.
While we're already there, did you guys hear about the young lady whose kids got kicked out of Catholic school because parents at the Catholic school found her super hot OnlyFans account?
Yeah. No.
Yep.
I have not heard this story. Is there pictures?
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. Holy hell.
41-year-old mother of four. Her name is Miss Jackson. She is a real. Which, she has all three kids enrolled. This story is fucking phenomenal. All three kids enrolled in a Catholic school. Some parents had found out that she had, there you go, high beams, an OnlyFans account. And so they ratted her out. And you know the moms, were just disgusting that ratted her out too. You know, none of them look like
jealous.
This. Yeah.
They all wear that gray, itchy material, blouses and skirts.
A lot of tracksuits and hoodies, I would imagine, at that Catholic school for the moms. Do you know how much money she makes, this woman, on Instagram?
On her OnlyFans?
On OnlyFans? Yeah.
Yeah, like $100,000 I did some research.
$150,000 bucks a month.
Wow.
$150,000 a month. And so they said, you got to take your account down. And she's like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
And her husband takes all the pictures and they find it cool and playful and funny. And they have a great sex life, he said. And the Catholic Church, of all people, was like, it's too sick for us.
Now, if he had some little boys in there, we could talk.
Catholic Church is like, hey, listen, if you were doing some kiddie porn, we'd be in, but you're not. So
is there any way in the future you can involve a couple of small children? And they said no, and we're offended. Well, then you have to kick your kids out of school.
Yeah, plus your kids weren't good looking enough for the priests.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Oh my God.
That's fucking, but the highway robbery of the Catholic Church telling someone that this is just too sick. This is too gross. Your kids can't be in school here.
She should start a moderate Catholic site called Holy Fans. And just rebrand the Catholic Church.
Sorry, yeah. James. She's making $150
a month.
She should just buy the fucking church.
$1.8 million a year.
Just buy it.
Show them.
Yeah, she's not too concerned about the school, right? Like, she'll just put the kids somewhere else, I'm guessing. Yeah. Like,
hey, do you guys want to?
You're making $150 a month.
Who is it?
Crazy.
I don't know. It's this guy that keeps FaceTiming me. I have no idea who he is, and I keep having conversations with him like I know him.
All right. I don't think that will be entertaining, but go ahead.
You know?
Maybe it will. How?
Hey, dude. Good. How you doing?
Oh, dude, hang up. I know him. Hang up.
Do you?
I'm just kidding.
No, you don't know him. You're on the podcast right now. I was just telling these guys. I get these phone calls from this guy, and I'm not sure who he is, so now's a good time to figure out who you are.
Can't hear him.
Hi, Dave. How you doing?
Turn your volume up.
He's good.
What do you do for a living, David?
No, not at all.
All right.
What do you do for a living, Dave?
He can't hear you. Yeah. So I'll text you back later or not. I don't know who that guy is. He's been calling me for a month.
You should send him. You should send him Greg's info. Dude, maybe he wants to go on a road trip.
I feel so sorry because I don't know who the guy is, and he keeps calling me.
How did you get your number, Dean?
I have no idea. I don't know who he is.
What are you doing for the next 6 months?
How are you with a camera?
How do you feel about puppets?
I don't know. But I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Like, when do I say to the guy, hey, listen, I got to tell you, we've had a few conversations. Hey, like, we know each other. I have no idea who you are, but I'd love to know.
You can block him.
Well, first of all, how did he get your number? And
I don't know.
What did you say to him? Why are you calling me? What did he say?
I didn't ask. He's like, oh, yeah, I'll tell you in a minute or something. I don't know.
He's masturbating. He's gay and he's masturbating while he's talking.
I don't think he is. I don't think he is. But I've had serious conversations with this guy about life and someone dying. And like, I'm like, oh, that's a shame. And I'm like, I wish I knew who this was. And it's been going on for over a month.
That's a great story, actually.
You're now only addressing it?
This is what happens when you have a relationship phobia, is that you make more connections with strangers for no reason than you would for someone
love. And FaceTime's aggressive, too. Like, that's a bold move.
It's a big step.
Yeah.
It's a big step. Yeah.
It's like a big step. Like, if I FaceTimed you, you would go, fuck off, Lachlan, and you'd hang up.
I'd pick it up.
Fuck off, Lachlan. Fuck
no,
you.
I'd pick it up. I would pick that up. But you guys obviously get texts from people from numbers that you don't recognize from time to time. And then the sweats start for me where I'm like, Hi, how are you? How are you? Good to see you. Thanks. And then you get an email
right away. Dean, right away. I'm sorry.
I do the Darren move. Why don't you?
I don't
do
because
the
I feel
move?
Bad. Oh, who dis new phone? Do you do the old who dis new phone thing?
No, I go. I don't know who the fuck who you are. Phone. Who is this?
I just ignore everybody all the time. Like I haven't checked my voicemail in like 2 years. Like I don't know what's going on there. Like if someone messages me and I don't know them, I just move on. I don't even open the message. They think I've never opened it, or I do and just don't care. Like, people, digital lives.
It could be good news. It could be you could have won something.
I don't think so. I've had several conversations with the guy, and I don't think any of it's been good news. It's been interesting. He seems nice. I don't want to be. My problem is that new Dean doesn't want to be that huge asshole.
Dean, do you know his name? His full name?
You need to, Dean.
Dave. That's Dave. His full name. His name's Dave.
Dean, you need to take
I don't
some
know
advice
his name.
From me.
So maybe like, you can look him up on Google or you can look him up on Facebook.
Do you want to know how fucked up I am right now about this whole thing? It's to the point where I'll lock the door behind someone because I don't want to make people feel bad. That's like my thing. Don't make people feel bad. So someone will leave my house and I'll lock the door behind them. And I feel bad that they're hearing me lock the door behind them and they leave my house. Is that weird?
Yes. Yeah.
I
had a cable guy come today, and when he left, I locked the door, and I felt that same thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I lock the door when I go to the bathroom, and I make sure people can hear it, so they know not to fuck around. Because I hate it when people twist the doorknob, and you're just like, you know.
On a bathroom thing, James, I can one up you. I will go in the bathroom next to my house, right, which is attached to my room, and right when I'm ready to blow a big fart. Like a really loud shit or a loud fart. I go, Cheryl. And she'll go, what? And I go, listen to this. And then she'll go, you're just gross. And
that's great.
I'm laughing so hard.
That's great.
That's what you do when you're in love.
Yeah. No, I know. Yeah.
It's what you Locke, do when you have Locke, no hope. You know, that's love. Come on. Right? That's love.
Locke, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say, the new and improved Dean. I'm not going to, I don't want to shit on that. And it's your path, but you should maintain a little bit of asshole. It's healthy. It provides boundaries. The fact that you've had an ongoing relationship for the last couple of months with somebody who just randomly fucking FaceTimes you is an issue, Dean. It's an issue.
Kind of an issue, Dean. I agree with Locke.
Yeah.
He's your most meaningful relationship right now. That's right.
Yes.
I know. And the other day, it was like Saturday morning. The guy calls me. He's like, I'm having a tough day. I'm like, tell me about it.
See, now your bonding is artificial.
He's got a friend. He's got a new friend.
I know. And you know what? I've been down and out. And I've been sad. And when someone paid attention to me in that time, it meant something to me. And that's how. I feel like I have to, like, I can't not hang up the phone with this guy other than right there. Cause I was in the middle of a podcast. I'm like, I'll call you back. I don't want to,
but wouldn't it be kind of fucked up? Wouldn't it be kind of fucked up if one day you woke up and you found yourself FaceTiming Chris Shepherd for no reason at all? Wouldn't that be a little weird?
And you got to tell Dave to wait. Cause he's in your bedroom in bed with you.
Hello, Chris Shepherd.
Just give me a minute. Yeah, I got to talk to Chris, Dean, Dave.
Can I get
you anything? You want some orange juice? I'll put some coffee on.
Dean, another angle is this. Like, thank God there's a pandemic because, like, you could have been like, hey, Dean, you want to meet me for coffee? Go, I'll meet you to Timmy's.
I'm out front.
You have to go, oh, shit, I'm really busy tonight.
Hey, Dean, I'm in your driveway.
Great. I'm in the car.
My thing is, if he can figure out my number, can he figure out where I live? And he seems like a nice man. I don't.
He already knows he's living in your garage.
Hey, Dean, you threw out some pretty good stuff this month in the garbage. You want some of it back?
Hey, Dean, you shouldn't eat so much mac and cheese.
Yeah, it's a part of radio I didn't miss.
Just keep a little bit of asshole.
Okay. Well, let's finish with Dr. Seuss, shall we? No.
Yes.
I don't know that it is that stupid. That's
his birthday today, right?
Of course. Dr. Seuss's birthday. Teddy Geisel is his name. Dr. Seuss rose to fame writing crazy books about weird looking animals. But
still alive.
Apparently he was also, I think he's dead. Apparently he was also, for a time, virulently racist. And I didn't know that. And I had to look it up because, like James, I was pissed off when I heard that libraries in the United States were going to stop carrying three books because of racist imagery and somewhat racist stuff. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure I've read every Dr. Seuss book. I can't remember any racism in there. And then I grabbed this. This is from one of the canceled books about the mulberry, around the mulberry bush or something like that. I'll hunt in the mountains, Zumba met haunt with helpers who wear their eyes at a slant. I'm like, eh. And then you got the Asian people here. And then I saw this. This is from another Dr. Seuss book. A Chinese boy who eats with sticks. Is that racist? I don't know. No. Well,
they fucking eat with sticks. They're called chopsticks.
I know. Hang in there. So then I had to really research. It turns out Dr. Seuss, Ted Geisel, who wrote under the name Dr. Seuss, wrote a ton of comics for the government back when they started putting Japanese in internment camps for the United States, if you remember the Second World War. So he was in charge of actually the propaganda when it came to trying to communicate with Americans why they were putting Asian people in internment camps. And here's some of his work. Obviously, you know, there's an African tone to that, African-American tone, racist. Yes.
What?
Then there's this one.
I didn't see
racist. Yes. These ones get a little more dicey. What have you done today to help save your country from them? As you can see, there's Dr. Seuss's name right there. It was trademarked in 1945, I believe. This one's fairly racist as well. Waiting for the signal from home so they can go and blow up parts of the United States. Asian people, TNT. So I think there's probably some pretty good, you know, like you, I didn't want to believe that Dr. Seuss might have been a racist or an anti-Semite. Apparently he is. So
okay.
Do we cancel him now?
No.
Or do we have to?
Okay. We don't cancel him now. And here's why. I'll tell you why. We would have to cancel so many people if we kept these standards up. We'd have to cancel Walt Disney. We would have to cancel Barack Obama because he was against same-sex marriage until 2015. He was basically, he would be called homophobic in 2021 if he had the same stance that he had in 2014. Almost everybody was a racist back in the 50s, right? Like that's, it was part of the culture. People were, you know, the country was built on racism, like, you know, and then it started to get watered down a little bit. But I mean, I don't think that you can just go back in time and start canceling dead people because by the way, if you're an illustrator, I can't think of a sweeter gig than government paychecks coming in on the regular for drawing pictures of Japanese and German people. I don't know. Like, that seems like, he seemed like the most innocent guy on the totem pole in that setup because he wasn't thinking of the propaganda. He was being told the propaganda and drawing it. He was just a guy. Like, he was
that's a good point. Dean, you know? That's a good point. Was it his material or was he just there to deliver the message?
Yeah, he was dictated to.
Yeah, there's no way.
We don't know, right? And it made its way into his personal work, his professional work, which were Dr. Seuss books. There's some racist statements in there.
Okay, the slanty thing is probably racist by today's standards. I don't know if it was racist.
That's 100% racist.
Right, but the kid that eats with sticks is just.
I didn't think that was bad.
That's not racist. And what was the other one? I don't even remember.
The other one was these Japanese internment camp ones, racist. The kids that eat with sticks. You know, you can say it's racist or not, according to ours. But
Chinese boys eat with sticks. They're called chopsticks. It's fine. It's totally. I know. Fine.
And they're called Chinese people.
Yeah.
But I know, and that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is there was a bent there.
Are Chinese people upset about this stuff?
I don't think
so.
I think white people, Fox News is very upset by this. They're covering it all today. I think white people are really upset by it because Dr. Seuss was like, you know, the white kid's handbook, right? When you were reading your kids, it was just, but I think the only part of me can say, okay, I see it, right? I can see the racism. I can see the bent. I can understand why you want to get rid of some of those books. I get it. I get nobody canceling him in general. Part of me sees that too, but also I get what you're saying, James, which is, are we really going to go back and do this? Are we going to go back and nail every single person who in the culture of their time was taking part in the cultural norm? And are we going to submit them to our new evolved status? I think that's the question.
Yeah. And you can't do that because in 100 years, in 200 years, I'm speaking hypothetically, say the whole planet's vegetarian. Are they going to call us like beasts and savages for eating animals? Maybe.
Probably.
But would that be fair? Are we beasts and animals? No, we're kind of shitty, but we're not that bad, you know? It doesn't – the standards of tomorrow should not be applied to today, I don't think.
First off, I think the last time I was in a library was in grade 12 in 1988. So the fact that I can't get Dr. Seuss books in the library anymore is really disappointing.
My library is not canceled.
Fucking library anymore. Yeah. I know all the people that go to libraries are like, what?
Work at a
I also think you shouldn't cancel somebody, or like in this case, a writer, an illustrator, like no matter who he or she is, because some content that they released in the past, doesn't really matter when, sort of swims in iffy waters. I think someone should be canceled if it's proven beyond a reasonable doubt that they're a racist. Like, what's his name? Bill Cosby. Beloved Bill Cosby. Everyone loved Bill Cosby. Well, it got proven beyond a reasonable doubt that he was a rapist piece of shit. And he went to prison and he got fully and utterly canceled. It's just Dr. Seuss thing is iffy. It makes you go, I don't know. But is it proof? No, it's not proof.
It's not going to make anybody's life better. Nobody's life is going to be better for canceling Dr. Seuss. And I have a friend. He's a black man. He's from Guyana. And he has on his wall, oh, I forget the phrase now, but it's like one of those famous Dr. Seuss phrases. And it was above his daughter's bed. And I asked him, I'm like, you know, so what are you going to do? He's like, nothing. He's like, Dr. Seuss is ill, guy. Like, no one cares. Like, these are small decisions. These are big decisions being made by editors, and they're trying to rile up educators and parents to get them all, like, politicized, and it's ridiculous, I think. Like, every rapper, every single rapper before the year 2000 used the word faggot in their rhymes. We should cancel all of them. Like, that's Wu-Tang Clan. That's the whole, like, it's everybody's canceled. Like, you can't apply standards of today to yesterday.
Dire Straits use the song Faggot and Money for Nothing.
We go back and forth on that tune, too, because we're a classic rock station. And one month we're playing it, and then the next month we're not playing it.
It's already in the cultural
milieu. It's interesting, too, the Don Cherry conversation.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
What it
the Don Cherry conversation, right? Like, did he deserve to be canceled? I'm guessing James's opinion already, but what about you, Darren? How did you feel about that?
I don't think he should have been canceled. He's an icon in Canada and the world and hockey, and he should have died on air.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah. I miss him. It sucks. I mean, Coach's Corner was awesome.
And didn't we know he was a racist?
Dude, he said so many worse things than you people.
I know.
Do you ever go back and watch those old CBC interviews with him?
Yes.
And where it's like some guy from W5 is like, why are you so harshly national? He's like, those people come over here and take our fish. And those people come over here. And take. Like, it is as racist gets, according to today's standards.
But he was mostly racist against white Europeans.
No, but the difference is that he left that back there. He tried to move on from it. But the language that he used was wrong, right? Like, the language that he used was what got him into trouble. It wasn't the fact that he tried to move off. But those interviews were all over the internet. And that happened like last year, not 40 years ago. That happened now.
I'll tell you what happened. Because I work in a room, and you've done this too. You've worked in a room where you've got people that got your back. Mm. And Ron always had Don's back. So when Don walked over the line, Ron would go, Don, you can't say that. And he would drag him back over the line and sit him down. But Ron wasn't listening. Somebody was in his ear and he missed it. And he didn't say anything and it didn't get brought up. And the other side didn't get represented and people lost their shit. I'm not blaming Ron. I'm saying if Ron had said, and it would have taken 2 seconds, Don, you went too far. You can't say those people. It would have been fine. It would have been completely over, and it would have been, and we wouldn't even be talking about it right now. Hmm. It's too bad too, because they were pretty close. And I've heard through the grapevine that
they weren't close.
Unintended.
Listen, they weren't close. I've interviewed both of them many times. I know Ron. Ron's a wonderful man. Wonderful, wonderful guy. And they weren't close. They don't hang out. They put up with each other for probably 20 of their 30 years on air together. So no, they weren't close. there's that part of it. The other part of it that I don't understand is how is Ron McClain or how is anybody supposed to prevent anybody else from fucking up? Nobody can.
Well,
you can't. If Ron did that in that moment, right? Let's say Ron McClain goes, "Whoa, Don, you can't say that." Then he looks like even more of a turncoat than all of you hard-ass NHL fans are painting him to be. And so he can't win. He couldn't have won then. He was given the choice, apologize and keep your job like Don was. Don decided not to. Ron did. So Don got fired. And you can't listen.
Ron McClain has chastised Don Cherry a bunch of times on air. He's like, whoa, you can't really say that.
And that saved Don. I'm sticking to my guns.
I don't think it did. I think it's like, and you know what? Here's the thing. I don't think that that you in that position, as great a guy as you are, someone gives you the choice to walk or stay employed to support your family or walk with the guy that they're firing. You're not quitting. I'm not quitting.
Dean, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about in the moment, it would not have gotten as far as it wouldn't have got to the point where it needed an apology on the air. If they had cleaned it up in the moment, it happens to me almost daily. I say horrible shit on the air and Grant goes, whoa, even if he doesn't necessarily agree with the side that he's got to represent, he pulls me back and goes, that's racist. He's even said this on the air. He's even said things like, you can't say that, Locke. That's racist. And it helps. Like, we get less complaints.
Mm.
Happens all the time.
Well,
so what you're saying, Locke, is I can be
racist,
but I got to pull it back real quick.
No. You have to have somebody represent the other side on a national front. I'm not talking about.
So I can be racist. Dean has my back and I pull it back real quick.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. But you know what? I'm a huge proponent of. You know, you are in charge of you.
Absolutely. I'm not saying that.
Right. But I'm also saying that was too heavy. We didn't live in a time when he could pull that one back.
Times are different. And maybe you're right. Okay. I'll give you a perfect example. One time I was on the air just before.
I think it's hilarious. You're still pissed about Don.
I'm not upset. I'm not upset. He made his own bed. He could have fucking apologized and he'd still have his job today. He didn't. That's his. I'm just saying I noticed. When I watched video of that, Ron was doing this. It was clear to me he wasn't paying attention, and he didn't say, Don, you went too far. I had a situation with the co-host on mornings. Her name was Nicola, and she was fired about 8 months into our run on Cruise, and then we put the locker room back on the air. Long story. Anyway, one day in the news, she was talking about a female leader. I can't even remember the name of her. And she was thinking about throwing her hat into the ring to run for prime minister. Mm-hmm. And I said, that's not a good idea. We don't need any more women in politics. And she went, yeah, good point. And then went on to read the next story. When we got into commercials, I'm like, Nicola, I was trying to be funny. You can't agree with me when I say awful, egregious shit like that on the air. You have to call me out on it. And sure enough, we got a bunch of complaints. She goes, well, I kind of agree with you. I'm like, that's not your role. You can't agree with me when I say something that awful.
Sexist. She's sexist against her own sex.
Well, and whether or not she agreed with it or not, she should have said, like, and I'm just sitting there. I didn't even know where to go. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Well, I know is that I think they fired Don for good reasons, although I was not happy to see him. And when it comes to cancel culture and people getting canceled, as someone who has been canceled, I think that by and large, if you're erring on the side of caution, you're not going to get canceled, right? And Don didn't have he's too old to err on the side of caution. He doesn't have the ability to err on it. He doesn't have the stream of erring on the side of anything other than just stuff coming out of his mouth. And that's because he was from there, which is that time when people were allowed to be that person, right? When people were allowed to be racist, when people were allowed to say pretty questionable shit. Great camera, by the way, Darren. Your camera's awesome. I love your camera. Really clear. Really clear camera, Darren. But anyway, it's fucking the world we live in. What is that? I didn't plan on talking about Don and Ron today. But no, they don't. No. They do not like each other, and they super don't like each other now. I know that
it was a sidebar. I'm disappointed by that. I thought that there was some semblance of a relationship there previous to the whole blow up. And yeah, no. Anyway,
no,
yeah,
no,
yeah. You ruined my day. Thank you.
Fun time, fellas. Thanks for bearing with me today. I know we were a little late to get started, but I appreciate everybody being here. Thank you.
Yeah, that was awesome. Thanks for having me, guys.
That was good. Darren Pfeiffer from the band Goldfinger and the Dangerous Darren podcast, which you can get at Adobe Radio and DeanBlundell.com. Go to at Darren Pfeiffer on Twitter, on Instagram, I mean, at Darren99 on the Twitter, and you'll find him. Appreciate you being here, brother. Lock Lacrosse, Cruise FM, 95.7 Cruise FM in Edmonton, host of the morning show, The Locker Room. You can find him at Lock Lacrosse on Twitter. Appreciate you being here. And James DeFiore, great fucking job today.
How you doing, man? Good. Thanks for having me. I've been looking at the Dr. Seuss picture. There's some
the sort of
glitch on my computer. Yeah. So I can't see you guys. And then I noticed I don't really care because I tend to only at myself. Oh, shit. I mean, no, I'm not.
Thanks to
James for live.
I think he's fucking with us on purpose.
Thanks to
we're live.
Thanks to Dave. Dave just sent me an email. The guy.
Oh, how's Dave doing?
Dean, sorry.
You
got to
give
timing.
Dave. You got to get Dave.
He's not here.
Just touching base. Greg Scott. I've responded to one of his texts. He just keeps texting me. I don't know what to do. I'm trying not to be mean dick. Anyway, have a great day. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
Good fun.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Darren Pfeiffer, Lachlan Cross, and James DeFiore. That's fun. Hour 31. I have to urinate, so that's it. Thanks to our friends over at Ed's Fine Imports. They sell Gitch. Ed's Gitch. Have you used Ed's Gitch? You should. Boxer briefs. Unbelievably comfortable. Super lightweight. No piling. Right here. Eddie's Gitch. All day, every day. The top prospect. Put them in your drawer. Moisture wicking fabric. Waistband is perfection. Developed for performance. Durable and resistant to piling. We've talked to piling. Resistant to shrinkage. With a fly hole. Super soft fabric. Get them today. Go to edgefineimports.com. Order them. He'll send them to you. If you use promo code GITCH3, he'll send you four pairs for the price of three. Edgefineimports.com and his Gitch. Thanks to our friends over at Blue Microphones, at Blue Microphones on Twitter. That's where you can find them. Google Blue Microphones. Go to their store. Have a look at what they have. I use the Yeti X and these headphones. You can do the same thing. Go to bluemicrophones.com. If you're a podcaster, broadcaster, get their stuff. It is unbelievable. Got this USB mic too, which is incredible. So you don't need a preamp. Awesome. Blue Microphones, DeanBlundell.com, the official microphone of DeanBlundell.com, part of the Blue Crew. We're the Blue Crew. It's the best. And special thanks to our friends over at Domination, DMNTN.com. If you are producing content, go to Domination.com. Try it for free. You'll be able to produce a ton of content that you didn't think you'd have a chance to do. Normally takes hours, takes minutes. Go to Domination.com, DMNTN.com. Thanks. Have a great day. We'll see you all soon. Enjoy your life. Bye.